Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful, at your service. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because Robert Levin is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. It's a magazine that he created from scratch. He created it from whole cloth, believed that it needed to be done, and did it. It's a wonderful entrepreneurial story, and I'm glad to say he's our friend. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, and again, congratulations. You know, you probably aren't this way now, but you and I have known each other. Both of us have known each other. When we were both at a point where we said, "Well, I made it another month."
I don't think I've stopped feeling that way.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Well, I went for a lot of years. I've gotten to where now I can say, "Well, I made it another year." But there were many years where I said, "Well, you know, I think I'm going to be able to do this one more month." And, you know, a lot of small business owners are nodding their head out there knowingly, Robert. They know what we're talking about. In fact, there have been times in my small business career since 1989 when I wasn't sure if I was going to make it another hour. I mean, literally, I thought, you know, the next phone call was going to be the banker, and I was out of business. You know, I was out of cash or whatever. And so when you and I talk about these things, when we talk about helping small business owners, we've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, haven't we?
Well, I haven't been doing it as long as you have. So you provide a bit of an inspiration for me because it's, you know, we were talking earlier on how it's really a matter of perseverance in this business. But you know what? I think a lot of the listeners can feel the same way about their businesses. Even those who are successful wonder if they're going to be around for another month, another year. Because all it takes is one
bad decision.
You know, a big business can suffer a lot of risks and still go on. And a small business, it just takes one employee leaving or a couple of bad months in a row, and all of a sudden you have a big problem.
I tell people all the time, especially my big business friends, that any small business, pick one, it doesn't matter, almost any small business is never more than one bad decision, one big customer who goes bankrupt, or one employee who steals all your customers or whatever from going out of business. And it's tough out there. And a lot of people don't realize that. But, you know, I'll tell you somebody who inspired me that was the great General Hannibal, you know, who crossed the Alps with the elephants.
Right.
You heard that story.
Sure.
And his generals went out ahead of him. His commanders went out ahead of him in the Alps and said, Hannibal, there's, you know, we can't get through. What are we going to do? He said, we either have to find a way or make a way. And I don't know how many times since I've been doing what I've done, you know, I was the one who went out there and looked around and said, I don't know how I'm going to get through here. And I would say to myself, either find a way or make a way. And that's the perseverance you're talking about, isn't it?
I think that's a very cool thing, is that you get to a point where you still are hitting these insurmountable challenges, but you don't panic anymore. You just say, you know what, I'm going to figure it out, and it's going to get done.
It's cool when you can get to that point. I mean, it's still frightening, but it's cool because you've already taken a couple of licks and lived to tell about it.
Right. And again, I think a lot of our listeners are nodding their heads in agreement.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. No, they know how it is. They understand. They've been there. They're there right now, Robert. And you got some big doings coming up in December. In September.
That's right.
Again, this year, the second annual awards program, the Small Business Awards Gala. You're going to have now. Is yours going to be a gala or a gala?
I call it a gala.
Okay.
So, but feel free. Some say gala, some say gala.
I know you say tomato, I say tomato. Well, I just wanted to know which one. Now you know the difference between a vase and a vase, don't you?
No.
A vase is under $100. A vase is more than $100.
Right.
And, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Robert Levin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the publisher, the founder, and the visionary behind the New York Enterprise Report. When we come back, he's got the second annual New York Enterprise Report Small Business Awards Gala, and that's going to be in September, and he and I are going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Here are the Drifters to take us out. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Robert Levin, the sharp-dressed man and the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. And that covers the tri-state area, doesn't it, Robert?
Yeah, we call it like a 75-mile radius from the city. So, yeah, it's for the most part the tri-state area.
Yeah. Now, remind people what the tri-state area is.
It's New York City. It's Long Island, it's Westchester, it's Rockland counties in New York. You probably can go a couple counties north of that. It's southern Connecticut, and it's northern and probably most of central New Jersey.
Yeah, but you don't let Pennsylvania, you don't include them, do you?
We do have some readers out there, and we're not going to keep the report away from them.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I appreciate that. Okay, Robert, last year you launched the inaugural Small Business Awards Gala. How did it go?
It was a huge success. We were, we had three goals when we created the program last year. One was to recognize small businesses that have developed outstanding best practices. And we thought that was important because when you think of best practices, you think of large businesses, but it's really the small businesses that need the best practices more than anybody.
Exactly.
In order to grow, at least, for those who want to grow. We wanted to recognize leading advocates in the New York area small business market. And then lastly, and this is really, in a way, for most of the attendees, maybe the most important part, is we wanted to create the networking event of the year for the tri-state area small business community. So we hoped for 25 nominations for businesses for the Best Practice Awards. We were hoping for 300 people to attend. We ended up with 50 nominations and over 430 people attending.
Wow.
On top of that, we got a lot of feedback from finalists, Best Practice nominee finalists, who said that they got more attention. Some even said they got more attention from that than being on the Inc. 500. and the feedback we got from the attendees, and we have some of this on video on our site, saying that it was the best networking event they ever went to. So we were really happy with the turnout.
Wow.
And we're really excited about it this year. We added another event in July where we're going to announce the finalists, and it's also a great opportunity for all of the nominees to network with each other.
The people who are eligible for the award are in the tri-state area?
Correct. Tri-state area, between 2 and 200 employees, and then have developed the best practice. And then we have independent judges for five different categories.
Right.
Who will then pick the winners.
So, folks, if you are in are in that area or you know someone who is and who might be a candidate for something like that, let them know about it. Robert, tell us how they can find out.
Really easy. Go to our website, nyreport.com/awards, and you have all the information there. You can also, there are links there to some of the activity, some videos, some video recaps, some video coverage we got from foxnews.com last year. So a lot of recap information from 2006 as well as nomination information. For 2007.
What do you do? You know, one of the things I'd like for you to teach us a little bit here, Robert, is now you're in the media business, but you know, this was your first defense, so it's not like you've done a million of these. And what would you recommend if someone out there, a small business out there, was trying to pull something off like this, not the same thing you're doing, but they'd like to bring people together and get some coverage and get some excitement going and try to generate some kind of activity and interest in whatever the issue might be. It might be a local charity. It might be something that we're trying to establish for professionals, whatever it might be. What advice would you give them?
Well, that's a tough question, because I think part of our success, even though we've only been around for 3-4 years, part of our success is that we've already established a lot of contacts and a lot of relationships in the community, and that kind of all came together that night and actually throughout the entire program. But, you know, thinking about that, there are some things you can do. Number one, you want to partner with other like-minded business organizations.
That's the magic word. That's the magic word in the 21st century, isn't it, partner?
Absolutely. Everything we do events throughout the year. We have an event coming up with the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. We have an event coming up in Long Island. We've partnered with 5 organizations out there. We had one this week in New Jersey. We partnered with another Chamber of Commerce out there. Everything we do, we're partnering not only with chambers but business organizations. And that has really helped, although it's really important to make sure that it's an effective partnership. And what I mean is, you know, some people say, yeah, you know, we're going to partner with you, but it really doesn't mean anything. It's got to be something that's got some substance behind it. And then give people a reason to go. And you know, if you're going to do something where it's centered around networking, which, of course, is always popular, you want to make sure that, quote, unquote, the right people are going to be there. And you got to really, you got to pick up the phone and call those people, give them a reason to want to go.
One of the mistakes I've seen people make when they do something like what you're talking about, and you didn't make that mistake, and I'm proud of you for that, is they underestimate the value of the networking time. I've been to a couple of events in the last year or two where they just had you go from one event to the other, and you barely had time for a bathroom break. And they were asking me, you know, what do you think? I said, you got to carve out some time here for people to meet each other. You need an hour minimum during the day for people to be networking. And that, you figured that out, didn't you?
We had I think last year about 2 hours of maybe a little under 2 hours of networking before the program got started. That might have been just a little bit too long, but this year we're probably looking at like an hour and a half.
Only maybe 8 minutes long, I think. Otherwise, you were just about right. Stand by, Robert. Quick break. We'll be right back with Robert Levin. He's the the publisher, I should say, and I'm sure he's the president of New York Enterprise Report. It's an outstanding magazine, and we're going to give you his website. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're riding that magic bus with our good friend Robert Levin, the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, and it's one that I'd like to recommend to you, especially the website. Robert, give us that, please.
nyreport.com.
All right. Now, you're primarily inside of the tri-state area there and around New York. But what if somebody, you know, we got people listening up in the Boston area, we got people listening in the D.C. area and Denver and Phoenix, places like that. What if they wanted to know more about what you're up to? Can they find about that enough on the website, or could they subscribe from way out there?
First of all, almost all the content that we have in the magazine is available on the web.
Okay, good.
And the truth is, Jim, about 85% of it is not necessarily New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut related. I mean,
right.
A marketing article is a marketing article.
Right.
So those things are always accessible to anybody, not only anywhere in the country, but anywhere in the world.
So check it out, folks, when you get a chance. And thank you for making that available, Robert. Now, let's get back to I want to make one more little pitch for the awards gala. That's in September, on September 25th, right, a Tuesday.
That's right.
And when do the nominees need to be in?
The nominations need to be in by May 15th.
Okay.
We will have a finalist reception, nominee reception, where we're going to be announcing the finalists in July. I believe it's July 11th, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
And then it's the big shindig on September 25th.
When can I sign up to go to the shindig?
Well, last year it did sell out a couple weeks before, so anytime between now and when it sells out, and when it sells out, we don't really know.
That's right. So, folks, it's very much in demand, so you check that out when you get a chance. And, okay, I want to come back to something you said a minute ago. You talked about best practices. You know, you were saying big companies have them and small businesses should have them. And I'll tell you, I tell my audience that we should look to these big companies. And even though small businesses are not big companies that are just little, we're a different species. From a best practices standpoint, there's a lot we can learn from them, isn't there?
There are in the way that a lot of these big companies are trying to set best practices. But, you know, we at small businesses, we got to look at some of our advantages as well, which is all the bureaucracy that comes with a lot of the best practices in large businesses, we can eliminate. So,
right.
You know, whereas a company will say, I'm going to have best practices in hiring and retaining employees, which, by the way, I think is the number one key to success.
Exactly.
For a small business. It's more important than sales best practices and anything else. You can look at that and you can apply it in a small business environment, and it's really just a matter of saying, this is important to me, and here are the things that we're going to do to make sure we are going to hire the best and retain the best. So for hire the best, we may get more employees involved in the hiring process. For retaining the best, we may make it a practice to every week to make sure we acknowledge employees who have done something truly special. It could be things as simple as that. And you don't have to worry about the bureaucracy that you have in a large business. We got to take advantage of our size.
Did you publish the best practices that you uncovered last year?
We did. That was actually our cover story for our November issue, and you can find that on the website as well.
So if we wanted to go back and see some of the best practices that you uncovered, you discovered and reported on last year, we can do that now.
Absolutely. Just go on to our website and search for best practice, and you should be able to find the article.
All right. Give us that website again.
NYReport.com.
NYReport.com. Folks, check that out. And you're going to be doing the same thing this year, right?
That's right. So our November cover story, again, we're going to do a profile on each of the winners and really describing why they won and what their best practice is and what are the results that they've achieved with those best practices.
You know, there's a place out there in the tip of Tennessee where Tennessee and I guess it's North Carolina and Virginia come together. They call that the tri-state area. If somebody wanted to start a magazine out there, what would you tell them?
What would I tell them? Well, I would... you know, we have a little bit of a bigger population here, so I would ask them to first check to make sure they actually have enough readers out there to support.
Now you're not dissing the Virginia folks out there, are you, Robert?
Absolutely not. But what I am doing is, I love.
You got to know your universe, don't you?
I love small business owners who want to help other small business owners, but I just don't want to see them suffer. So
yeah.
it's a great idea, and we plan on expanding.
But you know, things cost less out there in that tri-state area than they cost where you are, Robert.
They do.
I'm going to get you back on, and we're going to talk about that some more. I want to hear you. I'm going to make you squirm a little bit more on that one. Hey, Robert, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on New York Enterprise Report.
Thanks again, Jim.
Okay, see you later. Robert Leffin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I got to go, but just for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.